This is one of the essay questions. Does rejecting the null hypothesis guarantee support for the research hypothesis? And the answer is no. That's a false statement. Obviously, I'm going to want a little bit more answer. For two reasons, this is a false statement. One, the research hypothesis might be the null. I've said that a bunch of different times, and I'm going to keep saying it. One of the differences between statisticians and data analysts is that data analysts, who are theorists or practitioners, need to be able to hypothesize and to conclude that there's no relationship between the variables. Why do we want to do that? Why would anybody want to keep a null? Because think how difficult it would be if every variable was related to every other variable. If all variables were interrelated, psychology would be so much more complex than it is. We know that every behavior and characteristic that we can name has multiple causes. What if every characteristic and behavior that we can name was influenced by every other variable and characteristic we could name? It would just be unmanageably complex. And so being able to say that according to my hypothesis, this, this, and this are related to my outcome, and this, this, and this aren't. These things are important for understanding my outcome variable, and these things are not. It's very important to be able to state the research hypothesis as a null. So, for the specific purpose of answering this question, does rejecting the null guarantee support for the research hypothesis? No, for two reasons. One, the research hypothesis might be the null. So rejecting the null would not support the research hypothesis of a null. Second, the significant data direction or pattern might not match the research hypothesis direction or pattern. If you hypothesize a positive correlation and find a significant negative correlation, that significant negative correlation does not support your research hypothesis of a positive correlation. Make sense? If you hypothesize that your treatment makes people better and you find that the treatment makes people worse, that doesn't support your hypothesis. And remember, if you're doing chi-square, there's a possibility that the research hypothesis will be partially supported, but not completely supported by the data pattern. And we'll do some more of that. So, does guaranteeing the research, rejecting the null guarantee support for the research hypothesis? No, it doesn't. Because the research hypothesis might be the null, and the research hypothesis might not be the null, but it might be a data pattern different than what you found. Yes?
That sounds like you're describing a type 3 error.
Nope, I'll do that in about four slides.
But it's because you're talking about the data, right?
Yes, let me do that in about four slides.
I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
But the important thing is that you're referring to the data there, and not the population.
What I'm talking about here is whether we got what we hoped for.
Right.
And in just a few slides, I will introduce the technical language of smiley faces to talk about this more.
Thanks.
There is. No, you do not.
Thank you.
All right, those with more experience will do better on the task. Look at the p-value. Am I going to retain or reject the null hypothesis? Is that less than 0.05? So what am I going to do? Retain. When I say retain the null hypothesis, I'm saying I'm concluding there's no relationship. Does my finding of no relationship support the research hypothesis of a positive correlation? No. But that's a positive 0.032. No. That 0.032 is being treated as zero because we retained the null hypothesis. No linear relationship does not support a hypothesis of a positive relationship. Results number two. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Reject. Does this negative correlation support the research hypothesis of a positive linear relationship? No. Perfect. It's backwards. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Reject. Do these data, that positive correlation, support the research hypothesis? Awesome. You're always so suspicious on Mondays. I'll let you know when the trick questions come. Fourth graders will have higher geography scores than third graders. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Is there a difference between the means, since you tell me you're rejecting the null? Yeah. Is the pattern of the mean difference supportive of the research hypothesis? Awesome. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null? Retain. We're not allowed to take a 16% risk. We're allowed a 5% risk. A p-value is like an allowance. You only got so much to spend. You don't have 16 to spend. You only have 0.05 and it's not significant. So, if we retain the null, are 62 and 60 different from each other? No. So, do these data support the research hypothesis the fourth graders will do better? No, because we retained the null. The fourth graders and the third graders did equally well. And look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null. Is there a difference between the performance of fourth graders and third graders? Does the pattern of that performance difference support the research hypothesis? Why not? Backwards. Perfect. Last set. Clowns prefer confetti while jugglers prefer thuds. Thuds are the balls that you learn to juggle with. You know why they're called thuds? Because of the noise they make when you're learning to juggle. That's real. It's French onomatopoeia. All right. Look at that p-value. Is there a relationship between performer and preferred prop? Retain or reject the null. Does this pattern of data support the research hypothesis? No, because there is no pattern of data. Awesome. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null. Reject. Does this pattern of data support the research hypothesis? Do clowns prefer confetti? Do jugglers prefer thuds? Remember, I'm not going to give you any shitty close ones and you have to read my mind. If they're close together, treat them as the same number. If they're spread out, treat them as different numbers. We get into an argument, we'll solve it after it's graded. Look at that p-value. Retain or reject the null. Is there a pattern of relationship between performer and preferred prop? Just that. Is there a relationship? You rejected the null of no relationship. So is there a relationship? Yeah. Does this pattern of data support the research hypothesis fully, partially, or not at all? Partially. Jugglers prefer thuds. Clowns don't prefer confetti. So partial results. The only time on this exam that you can say partial support for a research hypothesis is with chi-square. Correlations will not have partial support. It's either positive, zero, or negative. It either matches or it doesn't. ANOVA will not have partial support. It's either greater than, less than, or equal to. One of them will match the research hypothesis. Only in chi-square is there the possibility for partial support of a research hypothesis because part of the hypothesized pattern was matched and part of it wasn't. Yes? Treat them as the same. I mean, I may be off by, I may give you one or two just to make sure you're looking, but I'm not going to give you like six and then stand there and wait for you to screw up. Okay? The game is not, can I write a test you can't pass? That's not the game. The game is, can you look at something and say, I'm not going to treat that as real? Great question. Thank you. Here's the thing and the reason for going through this. Separate the process of testing the null hypothesis and the research hypothesis. The whole process is figure out what is the research hypothesis. To test that research hypothesis, first look at the p-value and decide whether or not there is a pattern or a difference or a direction to the data. Then examine that pattern to see if it supports the research hypothesis or not. Finally, If you have results from similar other studies, then go on to decide whether you probably got it right or you probably got it wrong. Those are three separate questions. Did we find a pattern of data? Does the pattern of data we found support our research hypothesis? And did the pattern of data we find probably describe the population? Three separate steps. Don't get in a hurry.